Hello, I'm Steve McCabe, and this is a special edition of Crave, the podcast dedicated to film, music, theatre and television, anything that's been entertaining me and Simon Mercep lately. And what's been entertaining pretty much the entire of Auckland this weekend is Adele. And to cover the concert, we have sent special guest reviewer Sue Wells to find out exactly how well Adele managed to justify performing 3 consecutive nights, the first person who's ever done that, at Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland. Simon caught up with Sue after the show, and here's what she had to say.
So this is a special Crave podcast because we are having a chat to Sue Wells. Hi, Sue.
Good morning. Or afternoon, whatever time of day it is.
It doesn't really matter. But the important time is that it's the night, the morning after Adele's first Auckland concert.
Yes.
Which was appealed to not just Aucklanders, of course. They came from all over the country, like you.
Oh, we came up from Christchurch with a plane load of happy, estrogen-filled people, some of them who were female. The pilot greeted us as we sat down with, well, hello.
It's me.
And for a start, I thought it was Helen Clark flying the plane, so that was a bit scary. But
right.
It was just brilliant, the whole thing. And touching down at the airport, everyone on the bus coming into town, you know, you could sense the Adele vibe in the room. Yeah, just brilliant.
Now, let's get on to the nitty-gritty about the show. I mean, this is an overall impression. What did she leave you with?
That girl can sing. Absolutely fabulous songstress. I've seen shows with more flash and glitz. I saw Katy Perry. Katy was fabulous. You know, great productions. Not really a singer, but a great show. You know. And I saw Springsteen, was it last month?
Yes.
He can sort of sing. Kind of.
You're talking to a Springsteen fan here,
well,
but let's not worry about that.
But this girl can sing.
Yeah.
You know, there was absolutely no mucking around with costume changes and that kind of thing. One dress the whole time. It's her concert dress.
I see.
God, can you imagine the dry cleaning bill? All those Swarovski crystals. Lots of fun with the audience. She had a couple of Beatles on the stage, which didn't really appeal to her, so she got someone up to help with them. And it was lots of fun and games. You know, just great.
Actually, that's an interesting thing, because that really comes across in videos and interviews that it's not, I mean, it's the voice, but there's the personality to go with
it. Oh, she's fabulous. And that's exactly it. You felt that you were seeing someone really authentic who was just very, very good at what they could do. And it was demonstrated in the enormous crush of people after the show when, as you queued for an hour and a half waiting for public transport, other people were trying to sing her songs. It doesn't work. Because even though they're in a... Look, she's very approachable. Her range is... It's not wide.
No.
It's not super low, super high. The lyrics aren't complicated. She can just sing.
Yeah, actually, because I was thinking about that. I was listening to her albums in the last few days just to get myself...
Just to get research.
A bit of blush. And if you listen to one song, I mean, she really belts it out,
yeah,
as Adele. And I did wonder, over the course of, I don't know, what, 1 or 2 hours or whatever, how long the concert was,
yeah,
how does she sustain that over the whole show?
Perfectly. It seems absolutely effortless. And it doesn't even seem like she's really projecting. It's just as if she's got this magnificent set of pipes. You know, I kept looking at her and I thought, she's an interesting woman to look at. She's not slender and sort of polished. She's... sort of nuggety, for want of a better word. Isn't that awful? But you look at the shape of her eyes and the width of her cheekbones and the richness of her lips and everything else, and her voice just sort of matches that whole package.
Right.
You know, she's sort of a lush, full-figured, full-voiced Londoner.
And a real person to go with.
Oh, absolutely.
It.
Just wonderful. I mean, you should have seen the boots she had on under a posh frock. We did, because she had to take one out because one of the Beatles got in her boot. She went, oh, God, I've got a Pete, let me boot! You know, it was very, very funny. The odd F-bomb, which was perfectly in context.
Yeah. Tell me about the audience. What sort of age range would you say they were?
From 8 to 80, but primarily 20s through to 50s.
Yeah.
So the
pretty broad.
Oh, very broad.
Yeah.
I think there were 2 very frightened heterosexual men in the crowd, and that would be all. So largely women and not heterosexual men. There was a kiss cam, which was fabulous, and they alternated between straight couples and blokes.
Ah.
Oh, there was one lesbian couple as well, but it was very LGBT friendly,
yes,
which was really, really nice.
Yeah. And just in terms of the material, I mean, I don't know how familiar you are with her her songs before the show. Did you get it? Did you get a sense that she was doing any cover versions of other people's songs?
Oh, no, not at all. No, she played, and I am not an Adele groupie. The only reason I actually came was because all of the other women in the office were going, oh, it's Adele Day, we've got to get tickets. And I thought, I'm not going to be left out of this. So I sat on the website with all of them, and I ended up being the only one that got tickets because I pushed the wrong button. And it said, get best available. That was an expensive mistake, but it was great. So I brought one of my colleagues up with me.
Oh, good.
And I am familiar with Adele's first album, 21.
Yes.
Because how can you not be?
Yes.
Not so familiar with the latest one, 25.
Right.
But largely speaking, for the 2 hours that she performed, that was what she did.
Right.
So you got the best of Adele.
You got Skyfall, I take it?
Oh, did we what? We got Skyfall. We had a row of little bonds up on the stage as well. And the theatre of it, she has this amazing round revolving screen that she used to play the videos, the music videos that you're familiar with. So while she's clearly singing, there is no lip syncing at all going on. You've got all of those familiar images that you can see from the videos that you're familiar with.
Okay.
And the Skyfall one was great. She talked about how she nearly drowned in the tank, and it was, you know, like how she's the biggest little mermaid in the world. It was great.
Just one other thing I wondered about that. You mentioned it yourself, sort of Cockney, sort of that London, almost a working class sort of feel to it.
Yeah.
No airs and graces.
She's not common.
I don't mean that at all. No,
I think she's just very, she's very genuine. She's very drinking buddy next door.
Yeah,
you know, she's quite honest about her career and how she's worked very hard on this tour to remain disciplined, and meet all her dates, and do all that kind of stuff. She's got her little boy with her.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, I think, been a real change for her.
But that aspect of allowing that part of who she is to be in the show, that's got to be part of the appeal, because people can relate to that
surely. That is the appeal. You're actually, I don't feel like I was watching a show as much as I was watching Adele perform.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously there were fireworks, there were, hang on, I brought you a present. Here is it. What's in my pocket? Look what I've got.
Here we go. What's this?
Little bits of paper that float out of the, they explode out of paper cannons. Look, what's that say?
Hello.
Well done.
Oh, yeah, I'm quick like that. It matters. Everybody loves the things you do. Oh, that was another, right? Okay.
Yep, there we go.
Song title. I like it in the city when two worlds collide.
Yep.
Woo! To stand in your arms without falling to your feet.
Isn't that great? So they're all flying everywhere.
Brilliant.
And then with fireworks, of course, at one point it was fireworks colliding
okay.
with all bits of paper. So the ashy in the eyes.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Just one final thought about the show. What about the band? Was it a big band?
Couldn't see them. I think she did show them at one stage. She went down into the pit with them. But no, it was just...
So this is someone who really commands a presence.
Oh, she's fabulous. I'm diva. You know, I was not an Adele groupie before, but I've just seen one of the best performers I've ever seen. I've seen a lot. I've seen Bette Midler. I've seen Cher. Adele is just the real deal.
I can't think of a better way to end this chat. Thank you so much, Sue Wells. Thanks for talking to Crave.